This is a song called Harvey Haddix, and those of you who are baseball fans might know that besides being a good pitcher who was on the All-Star game several times, his most famous thing he ever did was he pitched a perfect game in 1959, and that's a game where a pitcher pitches nine innings and nobody gets on base. No hits, no errors, no walks, nothing. He pitched nine perfect innings, which had only at that point been done in history, I think, five or six times. Unfortunately, his team didn't score any runs. The Pittsburgh Pirates hadn't scored. And he pitched 12 perfect innings only to lose the game the 13th. A really sad story. When we decided to do the record, this was something I really wanted to write about. And this song details the game to you. What happened since the record came out that's really, really nice is Harvey Haddix's widow, Marcia Haddix, heard this record and loved it. He loved the song. And she actually even took out an ad with her own money in her local paper. I mean, that's just incredible. And she, we talked on the phone last weekend. Actually, I was sent a bunch of his mementos and memorabilia and stuff like that. And she is on a big campaign to have his name reinstated in the record books as a pitcher through a perfect game.
Oh, right, because since it didn't end, they don't count it anymore, right?
The funny thing is, it was counted first as a perfect game for a long time. And and it's something I didn't know until she talked to me. In 1991, Faye Vincent, the then commissioner of baseball, decided for whatever malicious reason, one of his first acts was going to be to have Harvey Haddix removed from the record book. Years later, like 32 years later. So she wants to have the name put back in. She feels like the song might get that started. So, if this record can do one thing, this record can get Harvey Haddix recognized for his perfect game, I feel he will succeed. It goes like this. And by the way, the chorus is, we'll name all 17 pitchers who've thrown perfect games. If I get them out of order or forget one for any reason, please do not, call my lawyer. May 26, 1959, in Milwaukee on the mound, Harvey Haddix of the Pirates was mowing them down. 27 up, 27 gone. 9 innings in the book, and not a man had gotten on. Now in history, only 17 have thrown a perfect game. A most exclusive club and a most exalted fame. But after 9 on that fateful day, a Pirates hadn't scored. A perfect game, and still old Harvey had to pitch some more. David Wells, David Cone, Sandy Koufax, Cy Young, Jim Bunning, Tom Browning, Charlie Robertson, Don Larson in the series in 1956. Why don't we add old Harvey to that list? 10th inning down, 11th inning down, they moved on to the 12th. 3 straight outs and the fans, they were pinching themselves. The best game ever pitched and still a scoreless tie. Poor Harvey had to carry on and give it one more try. 13's never lucky, so you can guess the rest. Harv gave up a hit and then he lost the whole contest. I wonder how he slept that night, knowing how close he came to a most exclusive club that should include his name. David Wells, David Cone, Randy Johnson, Addie Joss, Jim Boney, Mike Witt, Dennis Martinez, Don Larson in the series in 1956. Why don't we add old Harvey to that list? Oh yeah. Search for perfection is a funny thing, at least as I've been told. It eats you up and it steals your soul, and it deals away your soul. Sometimes better ain't better, sometimes justice just ain't served. Sometimes legend isn't laid where it's most deserved. But humanity is flawed, as the losers will attest. We're drawn to tragic stories, the ones that suit us best. But for 9 innings on that very day, old Harvey was a god. A perfect game if nothing else, cause perfection's always flawed. David Wells, David Cone, Lee Richmond, Monty Ward, Jim Bunning. No, no, that's not right. Len Barker against the Jays and Catfish for the A's. Don Larson in the series in 1956. Why don't we add old Harvey to that list? David Wells, David Cone, Sandy Koufax, Cy Young, Jim Bunning, Tom Browning, Charlie Robertson, Don Larson in the series in 1956. Why don't we add old Harvey to that list? Why don't we add old Harvey to that list? Why don't we add old Harvey to that list?